John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and this is kind of like a serendipitous interview. At least this is what got Josh Sinclair into the studio with me. It was a series of neat events. First, I will say that I can turn back the hands of time some 15, 16 at least years ago when he and his brother were performing as Little Mojo, and that'll just put a bunch of smiles out on the faces listening. As you remember, Little Mojo, these brothers still collaborate on a variety of projects, but they also are focusing on what they each can do. And Josh crossed my path again recently because a very dear friend of mine, Jean Hobson, I had to spend a little time in the hospital, and she was at Mercy, and she said, "Oh, after the experience," said, John, I need you to come over." So I went over to talk to Jean. Says, "There is this young musician you have got to meet. He is just incredible." He came in and he sang for me. And it was just, it made my day. It made the entire stay at the hospital. It was wonderful. "You've got to meet him." And I said, "Well, who was it?" "Well, his name is Josh Sinclair." I just burst out laughing. And it was just kind of like reuniting things. And I should have known that it was going to be one of those beautiful things. It's kind of a new facet on Josh's way of sharing his gifts, his talents to the world. As a musician, you know about what he does. I can't sing those praises loudly enough. But we're going to talk a little bit about this new program that has kind of taken root at Mercy Hospital, which is fantastic. And we're even going to get a little bit of a song out of Josh. Yeah, I mean, buddy, he's going to be sharing something with us. But we'll talk about a variety of things. We'll spend about 15 minutes just kind of getting caught up and just let you folks out there remember there are some artists that have been contributing, have been developing, have been creating on an ongoing basis that you need to just stay in touch with. Josh has a great website. You can do that. Just get signed up. He'll send out occasional updates, not going to inundate you with, you know, stuff. And in fact, trust me on this, he definitely will not sell your name to some big corporate entity. But just go to joshuasinclair.com. I'll mention that a time or two in the course of the conversation. I've rambled on more than long enough, Josh. I think I've said about as much as I can in kind of the multifaceted creative aspect of who and what you are these days. But how fun to reconnect this way. And that Mercy program, this just delights the heck out of you, doesn't it?
It does. You know, and it is crazy, like, to think about, like, full circle, like, with us, you know, like, 15 years later or whatever, man. It's just, it's nuts, but it's really good to reconnect. And, yeah, this whole Mercy thing, it just happened, you know, long story short. I broke my knee about 3.5 years ago or so, and I went to Mercy for all my surgeries and my physical therapy and everything for months. And I wanted to do something to kind of give back because they treated me so well. And so there's a program called Musicians on Call that is in a lot of larger, like, market cities like Nashville and New York and L.A. And so I wanted to bring that program, but we're just too small of a market for them to, like, sign on for something like that. So we had to kind of come up with our own, but based on the same premise. So I went to the head of volunteers 3 years ago and brought the idea in. And it took almost 3 years to get it off the ground because, you know, there's a lot of red tape, a lot of, you know, things with HIPAA and patient privacy and a lot of very understandable things, obviously. But it was just something that I just kept praying about and just kind of kept, you know, just really my nose to the grindstone to try and hope that it was going to work. But we got it going the end of August of this past year, 2018. And now we have some more local musicians involved and we try and get there a few times every month. We're still trying to grow their program. So if you are a local musician and want to get involved, you can just contact me on my website and I can direct you to what you have to do and who to talk to. And it's, it's definitely one of the, if not the most rewarding thing that I've done, like, over my career. Like, I love it. And I was telling you before we got on air that, you know, when I play shows, you know, it's 2 or 3 hours and you try and, like, just establish that connection with your audience and, you know, hopefully get the reactions that you're looking for. But, like, when you are doing this, you know, one song for a patient in their room, you don't know like how much that could mean to somebody and like really impacts them in 3 or 4 minutes where they're probably in like one of the lowest spots in their life, you know, like being in the hospital. And for me, it's just, I love like seeing that smile on their face or seeing people tap their feet, you know, when they might otherwise, you know, not be able to move or talk. And it's a beautiful thing. And I just, I hope it really continues to grow.
Well, you know, with your kind of enthusiasm and commitment toward this and getting other musicians involved, what a great way to find a superb way to give back to the community. This is one way to do it, folks. Touch base with Josh through his website, joshuasinclair.com, and that is how you connect with that. Josh will give you every bit of information you need to know. He'll put you in touch with the volunteer coordinator over there at the hospital. It's going to be something that I think for the people that do commit to this, you're going to find the rewards are just so worth the effort you put into this.
You
have the experience. I mean, you were probably sitting there with you, laid up with that busted up knee and everything else, saying, man, I wish I had some music here. I can't play.
I'll tell you, man. It was that was probably the hardest time in my life. I mean, I was going through a divorce at the same time too, and just I couldn't run from it, literally and figuratively. You know, I was stuck, but it made me face the stuff like what I really want. You know, like what do I really want with my life? Where do I want to go from this point forward? And so it gave me a good chance to kind of reevaluate and refocus. And these past 3 years have just been amazing, like, you know, with that hospital program and with just my tour schedule, and I'm still writing songs. I'm still inspired every single day. So like, yes. You know, as long as I am still inspired to write, like I'll keep writing and I'll keep heading out there and playing. So.
Well, and this is a great thing for musicians to consider. And it's from this perspective, musicians, maybe more so than any other arts discipline, get asked on a regular basis, hey man, can you come play for free at this thing or something like that? We always get asked that. What we have to offer is something of value. And this gives you a place to really focus that and really dedicate your gift of your talent to something, a program that is very grateful for your involvement and commitment. It's going to be a great give, win-win scenario.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, you know, turn down those other requests, things like that. It's something I tell every artist of every discipline is, you know, consider yourself a nano business. And when you get asked like that, just simply say, you know, this year I've decided I'm doing this, this, this. I've already made those commitments. Thank you very much for thinking of me. But what I'm getting at is look at this Mercy program and what Josh is part of. Josh will talk to you straight. He will give you an honest, open perspective of what it means, the kind of time commitment, mostly though, what those rewards are about. If you're just hearing about Josh for the first time, you're a musician, know a musician that you think might be interested, joshuasinclair.com is the place to get that information. It's also a place to get signed up so you can find out what this multiple energizer bunny of the music world is up to these days.
You know, another cool thing about the Mercy program is that they will kind of cater it to like whenever you can do it. So, I mean, you know, there's some days when I can only do it for like an hour or a couple hours, but like I'm like, I can do it between this time and this time. And so they'll make it work because they want to be able to bring this to as many patients as often as they can. So it's definitely like there's no set in stone time. Like when you have to be here at this time, like you kind of get to dictate like, hey, I can do it this time. And you just set that up. And it so far it's worked really well. And like I said, we've gotten, I think, about 4 or 5 or 6 other musicians on board. So it's starting to grow. You know, it's
good.
Starting to grow. And there's been a lot of interest. Yeah, like I said, it's just, it's so worth it.
The Mercy people understand the value of this because there are some things that treatment, medicines, and operations can't help. This is something it does. I mean, when you start reaching to people's hearts and souls and make life a little bit better, that's what this is about. And this is the only thing that Josh has been doing lately. As he confessed, you know, He uses these kind of winter months to squirrel himself away and, you know, create inside and everything else. And so he has been working on some things. And tell us about how you're going about releasing some of these songs. We even have a song, and that's as much I'm going to say about it, that he's going to be sharing with us here. And so I'm going to be shutting up here soon. And we're getting, talk about this whole process, because you've got the experience, you've been in the business a long time, you figured out what works for you.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, I always like to, if I can, like decompress for a couple months, and just, you know, because it's usually about 9 or 10 months that it's just a constant, you're playing shows, like 4 or 5 shows every week. You know, you're on the road a lot. I miss a lot of things, like with my family and friends and stuff, but I still love every single aspect of doing music live and creating music, but I do step away to decompress, but also because I like to have that separation between like playing live and working in the studio. Like I like to dedicate myself to one or the other and not try and like convolute both at the same time, because I can't give my full attention to it. So I have played a few shows this summer, more of like just corporate things and different things that I, you know, have gone and done a little bit, but it hasn't pulled my head away from studio work. So I've been writing new stuff. And my whole plan this year, I initially had thought about releasing an album, this spring, but, the way that it seems like people are way more visual now, and they want to be stimulated like so quickly. And, you know, so it's hard to get that sometimes with that album. So I thought, well, why don't I just release a song every couple months? And I've been shooting videos for it and stuff, professional videos with a videographer. His name is Zach Van Dorn. You can find him at zachvandorn.com. And he's amazing. He's also a musician. So he gets he has the eye, and he has the knack of, like, you know, getting the best out of what I'm trying to purvey, as far as, like, you know, this is the story I want to tell. These are, you know, he makes me look cool. He like makes me look way cooler than I, you know, would ever think possible. And it's cool because, like, we've gotten other people involved. My girlfriend was in this last video. I wrote a song about the first date that we had when we met about six months ago, actually, today. That's crazy.
Wow.
So I wrote this song and we shot a video at the end of the fall of this past year for this new song that came out. So that's on my website too. The video is up there. It's called She's Got It All. And you can see his work. Like he's absolutely amazing. And again, it gives something where I'm not giving a whole album, you know, right away. Like I'm giving bits and pieces, you know, some of the best songs, you know, but I'm also giving a visual with it as well.
Exactly. So, I mean, you pace yourself. You go to a buffet, you can't eat everything at the same time.
You try to.
You try to. It doesn't work, though.
If you're my dad, like, you're like, well, I gotta, you know, it might be gone next time, so I gotta, you know, fill up this plate. But God bless him. I love my dad. But this other song that I just wrote a new song a couple weeks ago, you know, and I'm from Iowa. I still, like, you know, I've lived, you know, out east for a little bit and stuff, and moved around a little bit, but like my family's still from Iowa. I love Iowa. I just really do not like the winter at all. Like I wish that I could be a snow bunny and like just go somewhere, you know, like for those couple 3 months, or book tours out west or south or something during that time. But I was getting just a little down with the constant, you know, snow and cold and snow and cold. And so I wrote this song kind of telling about that. It's called You're My California, and it kind of is my little slice of summertime in the winter. So
lay it on us.
All right, man. It's the first time I played this one out, so. Baby, take my hand, let's get out of here. Just put your finger on the map, we can go anywhere, yeah. We can go where the sunshine and the moonlight are all we need. Just bring those green eyes and those good times, you and me, yeah. Cause you're my California, baby girl, you're my
see whiskey, yeah. Oh, you rock my world, you're my New York City. Shining bright, you're my sweet Georgia baby, yeah, on a summer night, yeah. Heading down the highway, we ain't got no place to be. Got the radio turned up loud, and you were singing it back to me, yeah. You were singing Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. And I was singing, oh, oh. A little barefoot blue jean night. Yeah, cause you're my California baby girl. You're my Tennessee whiskey, yeah. Oh, you rock my world. You're my New York City. Shining bright, you're my sweet Georgia baby. On a summer night. Let's take off, let's go. Baby, don't look back, roll down the windows. Can you feel that? Who cares about tomorrow? Cause you're all I need. California, baby girl, you're my Tennessee whiskey, yeah. Oh, you rock my world, you're my New York City. Shining bright, you're my sweet Georgian baby, yeah. On a summer night, California, baby girl, you're my Tennessee whiskey, yeah. Oh, you rock my world, you're my New York City. Shining bright, you're my sweet Georgian baby, yeah. On a summer night.
Beautiful, beautiful. Folks, you know, I can't think of a better way to end an interview than that. Josh Sinclair, go to joshuasinclair.com. And I promise you, thanks to that cultural serendipity that reconnected us after several years of me being a rudderless ship and him being an energizer bunny in the music world, we are reconnected. And I promise you, I will get more of Josh here on the show because he is one of those great cultural catalysts here in the state of Iowa. As you just heard, Josh, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it, man. It's great to see you again.